join Jared Stillman, Derek Mason, and our next guest, Chris Sanders, at John Bon Jovi's in downtown Nashville this Sunday for the award-winning pregame show, the season finale from 9:30 to 11:30, as they break down the Oilers' Week 18 matchup against the Texans and give you the latest updates before the game. The pregame show is presented by Parman Tractor and Equipment, Sundeck Nashville, Sloan's Motorcycle ATV, an award-winning Blue Note Juke Joint and Blue Note Crossroads Bourbon. And it is Chris that we're looking for as the season mercifully will come to an end on Sunday. Hello, Chris.
Man, how are you doing? You know, I can't wait. If the Tennessee Titans win this Sunday, I can't wait to see how Jared responds. I mean, I can't wait. That's going to be my highlight of the start of the year is how Jared responds if the Tennessee Titans
win. Well, you know how he's going to respond. And look, he's not going to be the only one because I think with a win, they'd go from picking second to like sixth or seventh.
Oh, but what do you – see, this is a sticky situation. What do you do as a player when you're – you know, you're playing for a job and you're playing for other teams and you're trying to, you know, make it in this league. What do you do? So you, and then the one statement that I hate too is go ahead and tank the season. If you tank the season, the team may win, but you may lose and be out of a job.
Yeah, no, look, I look at it like this. You go out there and you play your butt off. And
absolutely.
If you win the game, you win the game. You go out on a high
absolutely.
Note. I look at the whole season.
Sure.
I don't think that this team has never not played their butt off. I just don't think they're good. That's just at the end of the day, and I'm sure as a player it sucks to hear that, but at the end of the day, you're just not – you've given it your all. You're just not good enough, and that's the problem.
And that's the key. I mean, it's not that you're not trying hard. You're not trying to make the tackle, trying to make the catch, or trying to make the throw. It's just a lot of the decisions that are going on, and it starts with the quarterback play. You look at Will Levis when they played Chicago. They played the Green Bay Packers. They played all these teams. What was the key factor in all the games? It was the quarterback play, the decision of the quarterback. So you go in the offseason, you win this game, you go in the offseason with a little bit of mojo to go, you get your quarterback, you get some playmakers, and build the depth of this roster, and then now you give the fan base something to kind of hope for.
Do you find it odd that he's going to go with both quarterbacks?
In his game? I didn't know he was doing it. Oh, my goodness.
He's going to kind of spell it out today of what the plan is, but he said earlier in the week that – both Rudolph and Levis were going to play.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, I think they're both on audition to see who's going to be coming back and who's not coming back. And I think that, you know, next year, if they bring a quarterback in, if they go get a veteran in a free agency-wise or get a quarterback in the draft, there's going to be some competition at that area. So I think they're evaluating these guys. And we kind of know, no disrespect, we kind of know what we have in Levis and we kind of know what we have in Rudolph. It's just who they're going to keep and who's going to stay and who's going to go.
Our good buddy Chris Sanders. Hey, I missed you last Sunday at Twin Peaks.
Yeah, it was my anniversary, man.
Happy anniversary, buddy.
Yeah, my first year anniversary. Oh, no, Mama said, you stay with me.
All right, Derek and I had a good time. No screaming. You'll get back to screaming this Sunday when Jared shows up. So,
oh, my gosh.
All that. So you'll have fun with that. Let me ask you this. Do you remember the last professional football game you played in?
Yes. It was, you know what? My last professional football game was right before 9/11 happened, and that was my last game. And I remember vaguely we were playing somebody, and we lost. I think it was the Cleveland Browns. And then the following couple of weeks, that's when I hurt my back, and then that was kind of basically my career was over. So I remember that day to where that actually happened.
Was that here? Were you the Titans or the Browns then?
No, I was with the Titans, but then see the thing about it is I went to the Browns, but then I came back and retired as a Tennessee Titan, but I never got on the field again because I hurt my back. I wasn't 100%. I was just kind of one of those guys that's trying to hang on and try to live out the glory days a little bit more. I couldn't run, I couldn't cut because my back was totally messed up.
Right, and I just because there are some guys tomorrow or this weekend. Right. Who are playing football for the last time, and as you know, it's a big adjustment, right?
It is a huge adjustment. It's kind of like going on the highway like 100 miles an hour and just coming to a complete stop. And, when I retired, the adjustment process is hard because you went from playing football as a little league and playing in high school and playing in college, and then you get to the pros, then all of a sudden you got to hang the cleats up. And people don't understand that when you're in football, when you're going through two days, when you're going through these things – sometimes you got to step back and value what you're in. And I think a lot of times when we go through the routine, we're like, oh, I got to go to practice. I got to go to meetings. But, man, I would love to strap it up. I would love to run a slam route. I would love to run a go route. I would love to get hit by Ray Lewis because you love the competitiveness of the game.
Yeah, I mean, and you've talked about that, too, as you go back and just, like, I appreciate where you were at some point. And I don't think, you know, I don't think we all did, Chris. I think very few of us like, man, I'll be back next year to play. And then reality, you're not.
Yeah, and you're one play away from, you know, being hurt for your career. And it happened when I was lifting before practice. And I was lifting before practice, and I fit a little twinge. My back goes out, and part of my disc broke off, was crushing my sciatic nerve, so my whole left side wasn't working. And my career was done. I didn't even get hit or anything. So you're one play away from not even playing again. So if I ever work in the NFL and I coach receivers or do player development, I'm going to make sure these guys are ready beyond football, because I talk to different guys that I play with. You know, the life starts after football. And that's why I want to get into these things, because football is fun. We know what NFL stands for. It stands not for long, because you're not going to be in there that long.
You're right. Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night in cold sweat and feel like Jim Washburn's yelling at you? Right?
Oh, no, but I wish. But here's the funny thing. I wish I could. I wish Washburn could yell at me. I wish Les Steckel could say, I'm coming out of stands if you don't block. I want that because, you know, it's kind of like, can I just be honest? It's kind of like sometimes it's like taking away oxygen. And it's like when you're watching, you know, football, you miss the game. You miss being in the locker room with Derek Mason and, you know, eating Krispy Kreme on Saturday, watching Bruce Matthews, you know, get ready for the Super Bowl, watching Bud Adams cry when we go to the AFC Championship game. You're seeing guys, you know, in the locker room where you bled, you sweat, you cried. You miss those days. We don't talk about the football stuff. We miss the relationships.
So here's a fun one for you. Calvin Ridley's 59 yards away from 1,000. And for a receiver, that's a huge milestone. You think they're going to feed him the ball early?
Yeah, I think he's going to get that in probably the first 15 plays. I mean, and the reason why I'm saying that is just get on the record and let him just, you know, have something to feel good about going off the offseason. Because if you look at the whole season, you know, one of the bright spots was Calvin Ridley and also, you know, Tony Pollard. So to get, you know, really 1,000 yards, it'll be an accomplishment, not just for the team, but it'll be an accomplishment because he started so slow at the beginning of the season, and now he has a chance to get 1,000 yards.
So he would be the sixth player in franchise history to accomplish that in his first season with team. He'd be the third Titan to do it.
I think it'll be good. I mean, you know, Brian Callahan and Nick Holtz is going to make sure they feed him. Even if it's not just catching a big touchdown over top, get him a couple of bubbles, give him a couple of hitches, and let him make some plays. So I think it'll be great for Calvin Ridley because, you know, the season was so dismal this year.
I would love it – not love it, but if there was an edict from high above to say, don't play Calvin Ridley on Sunday because of that. Would that not – I think Jared Stillman would have a heart attack.
Oh,
I think we'd all lose our mind because then we like, what is going on? Is it $100,000 he gets? Or $500,000?
Oh, I don't know.
Whatever his bonus is. Could you imagine if that happened? I would love it. I want it to happen just for the chaos.
But see, here's the crazy part about it is I was with my last game. We were playing against the Buffalo Bills, and I needed – I think 56 yards to get a $50,000 bonus. So I'm not catching the ball during the game. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I run a post route, and then Mac, Steve McNair scrambles, and he throws it deep, and it was a 57-yard catch.
Yes!
Do you know I almost hugged the ref and bought him some Cracker Jacks and give him – I mean, I know sometimes we don't think about that, but if you go back and watch my highlight, we're playing the Buffalo Bills. You can even see it. It's on my Facebook page. I catch it against the Buffalo Bills and watch me basically hug the ref like, thank you.
So here's according to CBS Sports, a couple of incentives for a Titan. Running back Tony Pollard needs 83 rushing yards to hit a $250,000 bonus. He can make another $200,000 if he records two rushing touchdowns.
Oh, goodness.
Ooh. I'll be like, what's that guy that said, give me the darn ball?
Yeah.
What was that, Terrell Owens?
Yep.
I was like, give me the doggone ball, man. But, you know, and I know Tony Pollard's not playing for the money, but that's a – You can get a whole bunch of biggie bags for that. I mean, definitely to get that. I mean, he worked hard for it. I mean, he's done the work. He's paid his dividends. He played hurt. So why not reward him by getting him 83 yards and get really 59 yards?
Here you go, Chris, as a receiver for the Bucs. Wide receiver Mike Evans can make $3 million on top of his 2025 salary by recording five catches and 85 yards in Week 18.
Oh, my God. Lord have mercy.
He'll have that in the first half.
Hey, so being on 102.5, what's my mindset is?
Chris, we got to run on that. I can't hear you. You're breaking up. your incentives are we just appreciate you.
No, man, I'm kidding. It is a joy to do the show, man. It is. You know I'm joking. I am completely joking.
Oh, I know. I know. I like messing with you back. Hey, Chris, we will be listening on Sunday. Appreciate it as always.
Appreciate you, man. Y'all have a great one. Love you guys.
You too. Chris Sanders, forever Titans wide receiver, joining us on the program. And the final edition of the pregame show for this season will happen on Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30 at JBJ's downtown. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is, celebrity birthdays. Here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.